Gender inequality. Men and women live in different worlds. Some of the primary causes of this gender discrimination towards women. Many women to this day still are being discriminated for those who are, and men see women as someone that doesn't deserve to have the same equal rights. Women in the workforce aren't always welcome in the work environment. This has been happening for the past decades. The latest research in 2017, women would earn 82% of what women would get. Gender discrimination is really common in the U.S., and as a result, men have the most authority in industries. For example, these types of industries don't always have an open or welcoming view for women. Discrimination does not always happen in solely male industries, but it can also happen in diverse industries where men and women work, and also crops up to male employers and staff members, which they see women as less capable or less capable to perform work tasks in an acceptable level. This problem might seem as small, but there is some kind of tension and conflict between employee or team members. Another effect towards gender discrimination is female employees feel less motivated their job, and also they don't feel like they are being appreciated or valued for the type of work they do. Women from these industries don't really get paid as much. Finally, gender discrimination. Under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, female employees are able to gain equal rights opportunities. For example, women weren't able to vote, or they weren't able to do anything without having permission from their husbands. Married women did not have the rights to own any type of properties until the civil rights movement changed the life of many women. And U.S. women gained the opportunity to have equal rights. Women have the rights as men did not, but still, to this day, we get discriminated in many countries. They still see women as people that are incapable to do the same things men do. They are seen as weak people. They also aren't able to have education. They would rather have them stay home and watch kids of their own, pick up after the man leaves work. And a speech of Lakshmi Puri shows how she would be able to demonstrate, and we should get up and speak up for the specific needs of women and girls all across the regions of Syria with them themselves. Not only do they stress about the situation, but they hope they will be able to put an end to this. Also, they get support from others. She also says not only been around for these past years, but gender inequality towards women has always been around these past decades, and how it is important to talk about it no matter what, because it's always been a problem with women and girls, as well as that we should be able to see the risk that it can cause and how important it is. Many women are also seen as sexual figures. Not many women are respected. For example, men expect us to be pure, but not many are. They get their abuse. They get abused or violated. Many women always have struggled because if we end up doing something wrong or end up getting pregnant, we always get labeled as sluts just because you've been with so many guys. I mean, I still see that in today's world. There is still discrimination towards us women because we are imperfect. We all have mistakes. Even men have the same insecurities like us girls have. We are born equal, and both genders deserve the same respect and rights.